3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, joined now by Tyrone McKenzie. Gosh, I almost said Titans assistant coach. I'm still getting used to not saying that. He's Lions assistant coach, linebackers now. Coach, man, how you doing? Yep. How are you handling all the social distancing stuff?
Doing well, doing great. Thank you for having me. Social distancing, this is fun. I think, you know, now's the time to do it, and things are getting cleaned up, but I'm handling pretty well. I know the guys on the staff, we're all being proactive, being productive, and being creative as much as we can.
So let me ask you this. I know you were drafted originally by the Patriots. Before we get into some other football questions, what were your thoughts seeing Tom Brady lead the Patriots? I think some of us were actually surprised it happened, but you were a Patriot. You were drafted by them. Were you ultimately surprised after two decades to see TB12 wind up as Tampa Bay 12?
I think it kind of shocked everyone. I'm happy for Tom and their family over there and what they're doing. It kind of shocked me a little bit, but I think that, you know, he made a decision that was best for him. And I know the Patriots probably support him in his decision.
Tyrone McKenzie with us on 3HL. Tyrone, I'm curious, just from a travel standpoint, you take the job in Detroit. Is your family back here? Are you getting to travel back and forth with this COVID-19 thing that's consuming all of us?
Yeah, right now I'm in Nashville. So as soon as they shut down, Roger Goodell shut down all the facilities, all the coaches, we kind of went to our home base and set up shop. You know, I jumped in my truck, I grabbed a printer, three laptops, a bunch of paper, some extra cartridges of ink, and now I'm set up in my house just getting everything done with my iPad and all my different electronics right now. So I kind of took my office with me on the road and took it here home.
Coach, what are the conversations like for you guys about this upcoming draft? It seems like it's going to be a challenge for teams with where we are in society right now. You know, you're used to drafting in the war room where everybody's there and it's easy to communicate. What are the conversations like as you guys prepare for an NFL draft in these days and times?
It's challenging, you know, it's challenging because there's, in my opinion, I think there's a lot of free agents and for guys that are draft eligible that weren't invited to the combine that you won't be able to see, you won't be able to get them at a pro day. So, you know, everyone's being creative in their own way. Agents are sending out videos and tapes of players, and it kind of goes back to every organization just working hard, trying to find players that fit their system and making the best decisions. So it'll be challenging, but I think it's something that we'll look back and the teams that, you know, take advantage of this time will have success.
I would guess that makes communication even that more vital, but also the evaluation. Everybody, I guess, is working on the same clock, though, right? I mean, everybody, if you're behind in terms of evaluation, everyone is.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone's, you know, it's a level playing field right now, so everyone's in the same situation, and we're all just trying to be as creative as we can, and everyone will get the job done at a high level, so it's going to be great.
Tyrone McKenzie, Detroit Lions linebackers coach, our guest. The other thing is, with free agents, I was looking, gosh, your team, the Lions, was one of the most active teams in free agents, and they brought in a bunch of different guys, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and you got new linebackers. That'll be a challenge too, Tyrone, because, you know, we may not see much of an off season depending on how all this goes. So it'll be interesting to see how you get to work new guys into your system, and heck, you're a new guy yourself, how it's all going to gel together.
You know, it's you know, it's the same thing anywhere, you know, for all these other teams. You know, everyone's got new players, and coaches have been, you know, took promotions, went to other places, and it's kind of a situation where you got to be creative as you can. You got to be on the phone with your guys, you know, the current guys, the guys that are coming in, you know, the free agents that just came in, whatever it may be. You know, you just got to be active, you got to be creative and coming up with, you know, new ways to teach and to make sure everybody's on top of their stuff in your room. So, just got to be proactive and creative, I guess you could say.
Tyrone, as a linebackers coach, could I get you to break down Isaiah Simmons for me, the Clemson linebacker? Just a phenomenal player and just an unbelievable athlete.
Oh, yeah, he is. I'm blown away by Isaiah Simmons as a person on and off the field. He's got size, he's got range, he's got length. They did a lot of different things with him in Clemson. I know Brent Venables pretty well, defensive coordinator at Clemson. They put Isaiah back at the post safety, and he had good range across the field. He had some position flex there to be able to play. I mean, whatever teams want him to play, you know. I think he has a bright future. He's active. He has good range, length, position flex, and last but not least, his athleticism is off the charts for a guy his size.
If he ended up going at pick three, would he be in your room as a linebacker, or would he be in the in the safety room?
I'm not gonna answer that question, but we'll see.
Good try though, Brent. Good try there.
Well, I mean, he's got position flexibility, that's for sure. Hey, can we get you to talk about the development of Rashawn Evans from year one to year two, and also Jayon Brown? A lot of people thought when he was drafted that he was a third down guy who was going to cover the tight end, and that's it. Those two guys have become very, very good NFL football players.
I won't say too much about those two guys. I think John Robinson and Mike Vrabel have done a heck of a great job over there with Tennessee, and the guys that were there and I was there. Last year was a great season. You know, it didn't end the way we wanted it to, but I think it goes back to the foundation that John Robinson built before we got there, and then obviously Mike Vrabel coming in, and I was fortunate enough for Mike to give me an opportunity to be the linebackers coach there, and I was fortunate enough for those guys to for us as a whole staff to get, you know, Jayon and Rashawn in the building and to kind of spend a lot of time with those guys and coach them up. And, you know, it was nonstop with those guys, just trying to get them to become better athletes, better professionals, better educators of the game. And so it was a very exciting time, and they have a bright future, and I'm excited for them.
Coach, when you look at Rashawn Evans, you know, when he first came in, he dealt with an injury. He didn't really have the whole offseason. But did you know from his skill set standpoint, did you know from the get-go that he would end up being kind of what he is now? You know what I mean? Because we look at it and say, okay, it's got to be because he didn't have, you know, training camp. He was a little behind the curve because of an injury. Is that how you looked at it in what he became for you guys or for the Titans last year?
You know, I'm not going to speak too much about him because I'm no longer there, but I will say that it was a heck of a job by everyone on the staff finding and drafting the guy. You know, John Robinson did a great job. Mike Vrabel, everybody there did a great job of getting Rashawn in the building. And Rashawn, you know, I give it up to him. He worked his tail off, and, you know, he was coachable. And I was excited to have him, excited to develop him to be what he was this year. And he'll continue to get better. I'm excited for him.
Tyrone McKenzie with us. One guy that is a free agent who's not with the Titans anymore, who fans loved, and I've never heard anything but great stuff about this guy, is Wesley Woodyard. I'm sure when you look back on your football career, that's got to be a guy, Tyrone, that you'll always treasure your time with, because I've loved every minute I've got to spend around that guy.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Wes, he's a professional. He's a great teammate. He's a captain. He was one of the vocal leaders in my room, and I know he has a bright future, and I'm excited to see wherever it goes, wherever that next step, you know, whatever decision he makes. But, you know, he's a great person on and off the field.
Was it a tough decision for you to leave the Titans to go to the Lions?
Not really talking too much about that because it kind of happened a few months ago, but, you know, everything worked out for the best. I was fortunate for Mike Vrabel to give me an opportunity to come in and to, you know, go out there and be the linebackers coach. And we had a great 2 years. And I'm excited about the opportunity that Matt Patricia and Detroit Lions have given me. So I'm excited about it. And I'm excited to get back to work at home, as like I've been doing lately, but also to get back with the guys, you know, once everything slows down and we can get the guys back in the building. I'm excited about that aspect, too.
What's the process like for you, a switch to a new team, different roster, different personnel? What's the process? Do you pull film on every single guy? How does it work when you're switching jobs from one team to another? What goes into getting prepared for that new team?
I think it's the same thing that you do every year. You know, you kind of go back and pull layers off and, you know, start from the foundation. No matter if you're repeating, you know, at the same place that you were the year before, or you go somewhere new, you know, you want to kind of see individually and, you know, critique yourself as a coach. What can I do to help the guys get better? What can the guys do on their own to get better? It kind of starts from the base, you know, the foundation, and kind of build it from there. I think that's the best way to kind of go about it. And that's something that I've done, you know, in the past, and I've done here at Detroit as well. So I'm excited to kind of keep building this thing up.
Lions linebacker coach Tyrone McKenzie on the way out. A lot of people working from home, a lot of distractions at home. Is everything going well for you working out of the house? Is everybody giving you your space?
Oh yeah. It's, you know, from once I got home, it was kind of one of those things where we kind of sat down, me, my wife and the kids kind of sat down. We're like, all right, this is how it's going to happen. Or from 7 a.m. to 2 o'clock, I'm going to get work done. You guys are going to get school work done. Get something done, and then at 2 o'clock we'll have like a little outside time, and then after that at 3 o'clock I'm back working until about 7 or 6 or 7. So it's been very productive, getting a lot of stuff done, because there's still a lot of stuff, you know, we all heard the news, you know, with the free agency and the draft, and still preparing for the guys to get back to whenever we do start our OTAs and training camp and so on. So there's a lot of work to get done. I've been fortunate enough to be very proactive and getting a lot of work done, anticipating things, and it's exciting. It's exciting. It's an exciting time still. You know, just a prayer is sent for everyone out there that's dealing with things, you know, with the coronavirus, and obviously I will stay. I believe in Nashville, so I'm excited. It's an exciting time, I guess you'd say, as we look forward.
Tom, we got about 30 seconds left. I did want to bring this up, though. You realize now, as long as you're in Detroit, you will work every Thanksgiving. You will play a game. and one of the coolest traditions ever, the Lions always play on Thanksgiving. But you know now where you'll be every Thanksgiving for the immediate future.
Exactly. You know, I just got to call Honey Baked Ham and get my turkey on hold, you know. So it's an exciting time. I'm very excited for it. You kind of grow up watching Thanksgiving football, getting with the family. And now you get to be a part of it, the great tradition of it all. And I'm excited for this year, no matter who our opponent is.
Tyrone McKenzie, Detroit linebacker coach, our guest. When we come back, we got a question for you.